So today we are continuing our sermon series from the Gospel of Matthew. We started from the very beginning of this year, and during this month, we are actually focusing on the parables of Jesus Christ. What is a parable? A parable is a story that illustrates spiritual truth. And we read in the Gospel that Jesus told many stories from everyday life to teach important spiritual truth. For example, the parable we are looking at today about a farmer sowing seeds. Jesus didn't tell this story to teach his listeners about farming. He told this story to teach about the power of God's word. So let's look at this parable from Matthew chapter 13. It says, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Am I hearing some noise, or is it, are you all hearing? Okay, so it's not, I don't have a problem listening to voice, okay. Can I change the microphone? Yeah. All right.
Well, the good thing about this parable is that Jesus already gave us the meaning of this parable. So, there's no problem for us to understand what he's talking about. There are three components in this parable, if you look at it. There's the seed, the soil, and the sower. According to Jesus, the seed is the word of God. And the soil is the human heart. And the sower is anyone who communicates the word of God. So one of the ways God changes our life is through the word of God. Just like the seed has the power to reproduce itself many times over, God has the power, or God's word has the power to transform our lives. So this morning, what I want to do is to share with you four things that we can notice here, what God's word can do for us. What God's word can do for us. Number one is this: God's word can change your heart. The word of God can change your heart. And I wanted to look at what Jesus said as he was giving the meaning of this parable. In verse 19, he said, the seed that fell on the hard path represents those who hear the good news about the kingdom and don't understand. They hear God's word, but they don't understand it. Now, I want to make something very clear about understanding the word of God here. It is not like trying to understand some complex theories like, you know, some quantum physics. That is beyond your intellectual capacities. No. The ability to understand the word of God is not the function of the intellect, but it is a function of the will. This is a function of the will. It is a choice that you and I make. I'm sure when I'm preaching right now, there are some of you here, you say, well, I'm not going to listen to this now. I got so many things to worry about. I'm going to think about what I'm going to have for lunch, you know, what I'm going to do tomorrow. You're doing all the work right now. So you made a decision this morning. You said, I'm not going to give attention to this because I'm going to do something else with my mind. Is that right? Hello? Okay. All right. That's why, let me say this to you. That's why two people can sit in a church all their lives, hear the same sermons, reading the same scriptures, taking part in the same Bible study discussions, and one person's life can be radically transformed, and the other doesn't experience the slightest change of character. Why? Because one person made the choice to understand, apply the word of God, while the other person did not bother to know and apply God's word in his or her life. Jesus says in the parable Listen what he says. If you choose not to understand, this is what happens. This is what happened if you choose not to understand. Look at verse 19. He says, then the evil one comes and what? Snatches the seed away from their hearts. Snatches the seed away from their heart. When you harden your heart, God's word cannot go deeper in your heart. And your heart can never get changed. But if you make the choice to understand the word of God, it takes root in your heart and you experience a change of heart. Because God's word has the power to change our lives. That's what word of God can do for us. It can change your heart. It can change your life. Second thing we learn from this parable is that God's word can give you the strength to handle your problems. God's word can give you the strength to handle your problems. Look at what Jesus said in verse 20. The seed falling on rocky grounds refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Have you come across people like that? Hello? Yes. I've come across so many people like that. The word of God, let me say this to you. The word of God never promised that we will live without problems. Never. But it does promise. It does promise that we can live above our problems if we live according to the principles of God's word. That's why Jesus said, in this world, you will have what? Troubles. You have problems. In this world, you have plenty of troubles. But then he said, take heart because I have overcome the world. That is a great promise from God's word. That is a great promise from Jesus Christ. The more you know the word of God, the more it takes root in your life, the better you are equipped to face the struggles and challenges that life brings to you. And so when problem comes, I can look at that verse and say, yeah, Jesus said there will be problems. Some Christian says, no, I'm a Christian. I should not have any problems in life. I should not have any sickness in my life. My life should be a smooth ride. But that's not true. We know that. That's why Jesus warned us. He said, yeah, you will have plenty of problems. But if you trust in me, if you trust in my word, if you believe in the promises that I've given you, then you will be able to handle those problems in life. I like what David said. I have stored up God's word in my heart that I may not sin against God. We all have temptations. We all have issues in our lives that we cannot handle. And so if the word of God can take root in our lives, then in those moments in our lives, when we are faced with temptations and struggles, God's word will come into our mind and help us to overcome that. God told Joshua, Moses was a great leader and suddenly he died. And all these people need to cross the Jordan River and go to the other side, to the promised land. And God told Joshua, if you want to be an effective leader, to lead these people, if you want to be successful in all you do, this is what he said, don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. He said, meditate on it day and night. We must allow God's word to take root in our hearts by reading it, by meditating on it, by memorizing it, by learning it, by applying it to our lives. It's no good this sitting in your shelves. No good is sitting on your coffee table. It needs to be read. It needs to be studied. It needs to be applied in our lives if you want to see fruit in our lives. So that's what Jesus has been trying to teach in this parable. The word of God can help you deal with the problems in your life. So when God's word is established in your heart, it will help you deal with problems. Third things we learn from this parable is that God's word can help you keep your priorities straight. God's word can help you keep your priorities straight. Look at verse 22, what Jesus said. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but listen to this. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Unfruitful. We all know how annoying the weeds are. Hello? Yes? This time of the year, weeds are everywhere, isn't it? They are in our gardens. They are in our lawns. They are in our driveways. And if you don't get rid of the weeds, it can cause a lot of problems. You know, I don't mind some of the weeds. I love picking up the weeds. And I can get rid of most of the weeds. But there is one particular weed I really don't like it. Can I see this one? You like this weed? This is the most annoying, the mother of all weeds, this one. Honestly. I mean, the thing is, I can never take that out without getting hurt. And this one, we got plenty. I don't know where it's come from. I think neighbors must have put it on. Like last time, Matt was talking about the sermon, you know, the enemy comes and put it. I don't know. I got so much of this. Honestly, I got so much of this. And every time I take it out, it comes up next week. And Savi said, can't you just dig it out and take it out? And I've tried. It's still there. And so those weeds, if you don't deal with it, if you don't take it out, you know what happened? It become bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there is nothing you can do. You really have to really try hard to get rid of this. Weeds can strangle the good plants. That's what it does. Depriving them nutrients, water, space, and sunlight if you don't take care of the weeds. Jesus is saying here, in the same way, God's word cannot thrive in a cluttered heart, in a crowded heart. If your life is consumed with worries, anybody here worries about life? Hello? Maybe nobody? Hello? No? Some of you may be worried about the chairs that you're missing. You said, oh, it would have been more comfortable there. All right? So we worry about unnecessary things, isn't it? We get up in the morning and we worry about so many things in life, unnecessary. We worry about what's happening around the world. How many of us are worried about what's happening in America, whether Trump gets elected or, you know, Clinton? I mean, some people are so obsessed with this here. We worry so much about it. We worry about so many unnecessary things in our lives. And if your life is consumed with the desire to get rich, you know, living in this fantasy world of scratch me happy. Hello? Scratch me happy. Any of you here been happy being scratched or? I'm happy when my wife scratches my back, you know. I'm happy. So what happened? We got all these worries, all these concerns that we have in our lives. What really happens is that it gets so crowded. It gets so crowded, and we allow these worries and this desire to get quick rich and, you know, the greediness and all these things will choke the word of God when it comes into our lives. There's no room for it to grow. The word of God can produce fruit in your life only when it is the priority over many of the other things in your life. That has to be the number one priority in your life, my friends. It is good to start your day with God's word. Most of us, when we wake up in the morning, we turn our TV on, isn't it? And we hear all the bad news. Bad news, Australia. We hear the bad news. We get on the train, everybody else taking the bad news. By the time we get to work, we are absolutely exhausted hearing all the bad news. How about we turn to the good news, God's word, and read it, and be inspired and challenged and excited before you go to work? Or we open our Facebook page. Facebook page can be very depressing, isn't it? Hello? Before opening our faith book, we should, this is the faith book, open this one. Then Facebook. Okay. The Word of God must have the priority in your life. Don't crowd out God's Word in your life. If you keep it as a top priority, it will help you keep all your other priorities straight. If the Word of God becomes number one in your life, then all other things will be prioritized. Let me give you the fourth thing that Jesus is talking in this parable about God's Word, the power of God's Word. God's Word can make your life a huge harvest. God's Word can make your life a huge harvest. Look at verse 23, what Jesus said. The good soil represents the hearts of those who truly accept God's message and produce a huge harvest, 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. I love this parable because Jesus closed this parable with a wonderful promise. He's saying that anyone who takes the Word of God seriously and reshapes their life according to the principles of God's Word is putting themselves in the position for an enormous harvest in their life. Enormous harvest in their lives. Success in spiritual life is determined by commitment and obedience to God's Word. It is evidenced by the lives you touch, my friends. Not by how much money you have, how much education that you have. Success is determined by your commitment and obedience to Jesus Christ and how many lives you touch as a result of that. If you pour your life into living according to the Word of God, your life will become a huge harvest and you will change the lives of countless people in your journey. When this becomes number one in your life, the Word of God. It doesn't matter what work you do. It doesn't matter what kind of ministry you are involved in. If you allow God's Word to take hold of your life, God will make your life into a huge harvest, my friend. You will make a difference in the world in which you live. You will make a difference in the community you live. You will make a difference in the house you live in. It is contagious. It is interesting. Jesus told this parable so that we would understand the danger of neglecting God's Word in our lives and the benefits of applying God's Word into our lives. It is interesting that in John's Gospel, Jesus was called the Word. If you read the first chapter of John's Gospel, it talks about the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word is God. And so, then he talks about this one, he said, and John says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That's what Christmas is all about. John is saying that Jesus Christ is not a religion or ideology or a philosophy or an impersonal force in the sky. He is a person. He is a person that you can relate to. He is God with us. He came to this earth. He lived among us. He died on the cross. And he rose from the dead to prove that he is the most almighty, powerful God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I love that. And the good news is this Christ who created the whole universe is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, wants to live in your life. What a beautiful thing that when you invite Jesus Christ into your life, you are inviting God's Word to dwell in your heart, to transform your life. So, this is my encouragement to you, my friend, from this parable. Prepare your heart. Pull out those weeds that is choking God's Word in your life. Get your priorities right. And allow Jesus Christ to make a huge difference in your life.